Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson. Today's show is on chakras, sound of chakras. We've been working on it for a couple of shows, but we're going to get a little bit deeper this time, especially into the frequencies and the notes of chakras. So again, our intention is that everybody has all seven or however many there are chakras humming all the time. That's all. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things we have going on at the Institute. On July 16th, we've got a open house from 1 to 5. If you're in the area, you can come on over in Sausalito, just north of San Francisco, and we go through how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we put people on sound tables and do many heart-opening meditations. We also have our next semester at the Institute in Sausalito starting September 5th. It's actually half at the Institute and half online. And that's goes for 3.5 months in person and 6 months online. And then we've got this same certificate program online only, and that starts every 2 weeks. You could actually start this coming week if you like as well. And it's all about how sound works at all levels of reality, how you can do healing with sound and vibration, not just sound, but music and vibration and color and light and geometry, and also how to access higher states of consciousness as well. But most importantly, just how the universe works based on vibration. Vibration is the most primordial aspect of reality. So once you learn the laws of physics around vibration, you've got the key to the universe. We also have a recording class coming up again, September 12th. And if you pay in full, you can get a discount by August 1st for these programs. We also have our voice analysis software we sell for $888, and the training is August 12th. You have to buy it by August 1st. It's all about how different issues correspond to different notes that are missing in your voice. It's all about how many notes you sing when you speak. A person that's really healthy goes through all of the notes, whereas a person that's about to die stays on the same note the whole time, right? So there's been a lot of research on exactly what notes missing or too much correspond to what diseases and emotional issues. We also have our brainwave assessment software now, where we actually have a whole system for finding your note and your metabolism. And then we actually have 48 CDs in delta, theta, alpha, and beta for every note that you can give out to clients. You can also get a treatment for that, and it's really good for all types of issues, including sleep, ADD, ADHD, for brain injuries, for anxiety, for trauma, and also for dementia and autism. So we also have the Medical Sound Association. We don't have any meetings scheduled right now, but that's under a research foundation where we have all these different treatment plans for different issues. We have over 800 doctors and sound therapists putting these together. And so they're really detailed, like 30 pages each. And then we also have our Sound Education Association with over 100 administrators and sound healers and teachers to figuring out a curriculum for governments around the world. We've already got 2,500 exercises so far. On our site at soundhealingcenter.com, if you go to Globe Institute, that's our school where we've got all our certificate programs, sound healing. We've got a basic and advanced certificate program for 20 years with 24 instructors. And we've got the recording program. In the store, we've got over 400 items, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, over 100 CDs and CD downloads. We've got tuning forks. We've got our sound chamber now, which is we're selling for like $30,000, or you can get the big one for $5 million, right? Which is a king chamber with a dodecahedron around it and an octahedron around that. And then we've got all types of technologies like sound tables and sound lounges and sound belts and vests and pillows and dolphins, and it's all about getting vibrated into bliss. In the Sound Therapy Center, we have a wide range of treatments, and now we've got our Sound Treatment Center, which is, let's see if we can find that. I had it pulled up here. No, I may have to pull it up again. Oh, here it is over here. So this is our Sound Treatment Center, where you can register as a practitioner, or in about 2 weeks, you can sign up to receive a treatment as well. And we already have over 160 practitioners signed up, so you get a wide range to choose from. And we'll be launching that in about 2 weeks. So that's soundtreatmentcenter.com. So those are some of the things we have going on around here. We have a concert coming up also, in a couple of concerts in August. Get the dates here. One's August, I think, 11th. We have a gong concert. Let's see. Now you see on my calendar, huh? And then we've also got, let's see, we've got a sound bath on August 5th with Nicola Buffa from at 6 p.m. in Sausalito, if you're in the area. Okay. So for the chakras, let me show you some of the sounds for the chakras. So where did it go? I had it pulled up. Now it's disappeared. Okay, sorry. Nope. I'll pull it up again. So there's all these different syllables that have been used since the beginning of time for chakras. And let's see. Yeah, I lost it. Okay. Let me go ahead and share my screen again, and I'll show them to you. Your screen. Okay. So here we go. So let's go through these really quickly, because there's some music I want to play for you as well. Oops, come back. Okay. So here are the full range of syllables that people have used for different chakras. Oh, where'd it go? Yeah, here we go. Okay. So for the root chakra, now we're back on track. For the root chakra, you can tune in to your base of your spine, and let's do Muladhara. Send the sound Muladhara to your root. Muladhara, 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 Muladhara. You can say it at any pitch or any way you want. You don't have to do it the same as me. Jonathan Goldman used the You could do it really short, like for the root, or elongated, like feel the base of your spine. In Sanskrit, they use lam, 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 lam. Kay Gardner and Gardner Gordon, I do the I like that one because you can go really low. Or za, za from the Tibetan warrior syllables, ancient Tibet, za. I really like the ooh, because you can do a low note on that one too. Ooh, and resonate a lot. Ooh. For the second chakra, which is below the belly button, you can do Svadhisthana. So send that to your second chakra. Svadhisthana, Svadhisthana, Svadhisthana. Or ooh, ooh, whatever pitch feels good for you. Ooh, or vam, vam. Vam, or I like that one now. Or Ram, I like Ram because it moves the emotions of the second chakra. Ram, Ram, Ram. For the third chakra at your solar plexus, you can do Manipura, 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 or or Ram, Ram, or Aum. Aum, aum. I really like to do loud, powerful sounds because the third chakra is about power, right? Being in your power. So let's do a really loud whoa on three, which is always four. Okay. One, two, three. Whoa! Nice to bring the third chakra energy through your voice. All right. Heart chakra, anahata. Send that to your heart. Anahata, anahata, anahata. Or ah, 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 ah. Or yum, 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 yum. Or hung, 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 hung. Or I like the MMM. For the heart chakra. Throat chakra, send Vishuddha to your throat. Vishuddha, the Sanskrit, Vishuddha, Vishuddha. Feel that in your throat. Vishuddha, Vishuddha. Or I, or hum, hum. I like the H sound. Hum, hum. Or ooh, ooh. Or om, om. I especially like the ah done as a sigh. Ah, ah. For the third eye, you can do ajna. Ajna, 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 ajna. Send that to your third eye. Ajna. Or or sham, sham, om, om, mm, or ah, or e, which is really easy to do at a really high frequency. For the crown chakra, Sahasrara, Sahasrara. Send that to your crown, Sahasrara, Sahasrara. Or I often hear it as a higher, too high a frequency, but you could do a high E, too high to actually make out loud. Or Om. I like to do overtone singing for the crown chakra. Or just silence. Right? Nice. And you can always make up your own sounds as well. Don't be afraid to get creative like we did last time. Right. Now, I've been reading Alice Bailey, and she channeled an ascended master named Dijwa Kul. There's a book called Esoteric Healing. There it is here. And it's interesting because she actually says before you get to a higher state of consciousness, most people on the planet are actually resonating with the third eye chakra, the solar plexus, which is about the emotions, and the second chakra, which is more about sensuality and even sexuality, right? And so most people are actually resonating in those areas. Now, it's interesting when I read that actually a lot of people are resonating at the third eye, which is about, focus and really clarity and really clarity of mind and vision. So we do have, most people do have that focus going on to be able to make it through the day, right? But she says that as we ascend and get to a higher state of consciousness, we actually will be resonating in the crown, the heart, and the root, those three. And they create a really beautiful chord because the root is the grounding, the crown is spirit, and then the heart is the heart, so from love. So I found that really interesting. Also, there's a chart that she has in this book that's really interesting as far as how different diseases come about based on whether you're running that chakra energy or that chakra is humming or not. So this is really interesting. So for the head chakra, the bad aspect of the head chakra is self-pity, or she says the dramatic I, that the dramatic I of me, right? The diseases that come out of the crown chakra, which is unusual, is cancer, she says. And then the good aspect of the crown chakra is sacrifice and dedication of the I. So basically, getting out of the selfish aspect and going to helping others. The heart chakra, she has them in this order. Oh, we'll do the third eye. The third eye problem is selfishness and dogmatism. And the disease, she says, are psychological issues, and she says insanities, but that's, she wrote this in 1920, so it's really different. She would use different words now. And the good aspect of the third eye is mysticism, which is, I guess, channeling and turning into higher aspects on other worlds. And then we got the throat chakra is the problem is lower psychism. And then the positive aspect is creativity, sensitivity, and inspiration. And the disease that comes from the throat is wrong metabolism, and she says certain cancers. For the solar plexus, the problem is emotionalism, too emotional. And then the good aspect is aspiration and right direction. And then the problems that happen with the solar plexus not humming or being overactivated are nervous diseases, gastritis, and liver trouble. For the second chakra, the sacral, the problem is too much sexuality, overactivity, or the good aspect is parental love and group life. And then the diseases are social diseases. Okay. The base of the spine, the problem is too much self-interest or selfishness. And then she even says black magic, which is a trip. And then the positive aspect is white magic, running your power, running your running energy, right? And the problems with the root are heart diseases and tumors. So again, any chakra can be too stagnant or too overactivated. So take it as you will. Just another piece of information. Very interesting that the idea that if you don't run the right amount of energy where that chakra is humming, where it's not stagnant and not overactivated, that you could actually get diseases from that. So if you want to have them all humming, right? That's very cool. Right. So I want to play my chakra song. This is called Chakra Star. This is a short version of the Chakra Journey CD, where we have 1 minute of each chakra, and it's all the same note, just kind of goes up in different octaves, right? So go ahead and tune in. You'll hear a little ting sha when it goes to the next chakra. So go ahead and tune in to each chakra as we do this. Play this recording. Okay? This is Chakra Star.
Thank you.
When it comes to the notes of the chakras, the traditional is C to B, right? So we do C for the root. No one seems to know where these notes came from, though, as to why we're using C to B, and it's different in different cultures. But here we got the root chakra, C. Second chakra D, the solar plexus E, the heart chakra F, the throat chakra G, and the third eye A, and then the crown chakra B. Bugs me that the crown is not the home note. Ta-da, right? So these are the different notes that we commonly use. But in other cultures, they use other notes as the root. In Tibet, they use A. They still go up based on whole notes. So it's A, B, C, D, F, G, right? In ancient Tibet. There's a system in China where they use F for the root. I know of another system where they use B flat for the root, right? What's interesting is around here, we actually believe that your home note, your rhythm of your body, your metabolism rhythm, which is a note, is your actual root chakra. So everybody's root chakra is different, and it goes up from there. Now we'll talk about the actual the way it goes up here in just a bit, but also there's the actual frequencies of the chakras. Now I've come up well, there's all of these different systems. This one's based on the solfeggio frequencies, octavized down, and so. This came mostly from Randy Masters. And so it goes up from the root. There is no crown, though. And then there's the whole chakra system based on the planet, which is quite interesting because the lowest frequency of this whole system is the third chakra. So it doesn't even go up by frequency, which is kind of unusual, huh? Even the simotherapy, which came from Peter Guy Manners, does not go up on frequency. The lowest frequency is actually the throat chakra. Right? Now, the way I see frequencies for the chakras is I see the root chakra down around 20 to 60 hertz. It's around 30 hertz for me. I think it's a little bit different for each person, but it's actually lower than I can sing. So it's like, oh, way lower than that. Oh. The second chakra I see is about 60 to 150 hertz. For me, it's around 100 hertz, which is like, ooh, right there. Ooh. And then the solar plexus is about 150 to 200, which is like, ooh. And then the heart. I would say the heart can go down to even as low as 150 also, but often it's around 200, I would say, a little lower than what I have here. Again, it varies for different people. Right. And then the throat chakra is interesting because it can go from 200 all the way up even to around 800. But most people aren't going to do a really high note like, that's about 800 hertz. Right, they're always going to do only up to about 500 hertz with the voice, ooh, for the throat. I even feel it a little lower. It's about 300 hertz. So it really varies. So as you see it, it depends on the actual frequency or the actual voice tone that you can make. Which is a two, because the voice doesn't go much above 500 hertz. easily. You go above 500 hertz, and it's kind of squeaky, right? So here's 1,000 hertz, right? So the third eye, I often see the third eye around 3,000 hertz, which is higher than the voice. But if you're doing voice for it, people are going to probably do around 400 or 500 hertz. Right. Then the crown chakra I see is 10,000 hertz for myself, but people, if they're doing the voice, it's probably going to be around 500 or 600. Sometimes I'll do around 700 or 800 hertz. Although it's funny, if you do a really high frequency for the crown chakra, it stresses you out, so you don't go to the crown at all. So it's not good to go too high to stress yourself out. But the actual frequency I see is around 10,000 hertz, is what I feel. So take it as you will. Those are the different frequencies. Now, I want to share something that's interesting. I want to share a meditation. Let me share this again so we can actually listen to these frequencies. Okay. So if you look at the different notes, get back to this. Okay, there we go. So if we go up from C to B, not only does it bug me that the crown is not another C, like. That's the crown, right? Which is the musical seventh, which is really unstable. It seems like it should be. Right? Not only does that bug me, but also if you play all the notes at the same time, it's like putting your arm on a piano. It doesn't sound good, right? And it seems like all the chakras should sound good together. Now, in the Chinese system that I was showing earlier, they go up by the musical fifth, right? Which does sound really good together. Right? When you play them all together, it sounds beautiful. So I like that system, right? But also, you can look at chakras as notes or as frequency, where the lowest chakra is like a low note. It's not, it doesn't even matter what note it is. It's just low. Oh. I mean, we've got a 42-inch crystal bowl at the school, which is really bassy, and it's the note of A. But I think of that as a root chakra because it's so bassy. So it doesn't really matter what note. So I like frequencies. Also, it bugs me that when you do one octave for the notes, you're not getting the full spectrum. There's a way of thinking in sound healing that you need all frequencies. Every frequency is a nutrient. If you're only getting one octave, you're only getting only part of all of the full frequency range. So when you use frequencies, you get the full spectrum of all the nutrients you need in your body, right? So I put together this guided meditation, which is on YouTube, and it goes through all of the chakras as the same note. And every chakra is an octave higher, which means when you play them all together, all seven at the same time, they sound beautiful. And you get the full spectrum of all frequencies, range of the full range. And when you're able to tune into multiple things at once, which will take you into theta, all seven chakras simultaneously, because they're octave separate, you can basically feel all of them or hear all of them at the same time, mostly. Right? Also on this recording, I do a 5-minute slow fade, which will leave you blissed out. So check this out. This is a chakra guided meditation tuned to 432 in the key of C. Okay. Enjoy. Oh, this works best with headphones or big speakers. You won't hear the lows on your computer speakers. So go get some headphones. Or if you got big speakers, you'll hear the bass because the root chakra is just really low. It doesn't come through the computer speakers. Enjoy.
Chakra, your grounding, and connect your root chakra to the lowest frequency you can hear in this music. Bring that frequency into your root. Second chakra while keeping the frequency of the first chakra going. The second chakra is your emotions and sensuality. The second chakra is an octave higher. Hear both frequencies lower and the higher. Both chakras at the same time humming. first chakra. And second. Third chakra. Your heart chakra. All going at the same time now. First chakra and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, fifth chakra, all five chakras at the same time now. First chakra and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, fifth chakra, third eye. First chakra and second, third chakra, your heart chakra. Thank you.
Hold that energy, peace and stillness, the rest of the evening, weekend ahead, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thanks for listening.